Premiering on July 21st, Greta Gerwig's Barbie has become the biggest debut ever for a female-directed film. As of September 4th, it has garnered over $600 million in North America and $1.3 billion worldwide. Hello and welcome to the Night After podcast. I'm your host, Audrey Cullinane, and today we are first joined by fashionista film lover Brighton Toland to discuss the movie of the summer, Barbie. The Barbie movie follows Barbie and Ken having the time of their lives in the colorful and seemingly perfect world of Barbieland. However, when they get a chance to go to the real world, they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans. First, Brighton, would you just like to share what your experience with the Barbie movie is?
I thought it was the most amazing thing I've actually ever seen in my whole entire life.
Oh, yeah?
And I mean that full-heartedly. I saw it with my dad and my younger brother, because my sister was out of town, and I dressed up. I did the whole thing. I wore a pink cowgirl hat, pink pants, pink corset, everything. And I just felt so girlhood. I felt like little Brighton was smiling so much on the inside watching this, because I just thought it was so cool. And so, like, it showed a lot of stuff that I feel like people don't really talk about a lot.
What do you think made it such a happy and positive, like, experience? Like, the writing or the acting? Like, what was your favorite part?
I think all of the above. I mean, obviously, the colors and the set design was so good. I mean, the dream houses and the cars and the beach. I love how it looked like toys, actually, not, like, realistic beach.
I know. I think one of the really good parts of the movie is that it really highlighted what it is like to play with a Barbie.
That's
and
what
like
I
the
loved
child the childlike it, like, aspects of it.
I feel like every girl my age and our age and like maybe a little older, like my older sister's age, really just like it just brought that kind of like, I don't know, closure, but like, you know, I'm a senior now, I'm about to go to college, and I'm just like, it kind of brought like that little girlhood back, which was so much fun. And like, I love how all the women on the pause, like, I went to go see the movie and everyone around me was like, oh my God, hi Barbie. And I just felt so like confident, because I felt kind of like stupid walking in, because it was at the mall. And so like, I had to go get food first, and I was walking around these big go-go boots on and like this cowgirl hat. And then everyone was like, hi Barbie. And I just felt so happy and like confident.
Like the community that surrounds this movie is just so amazing. So what do you think this movie, like you previously mentioned how being you as a senior, it specifically speaks to you, but how do you think as a feminist or as part of the feminist woman community, how do you think this movie is important and not just like to us as feminists, as women, but like to the world, like having a somewhat feminist movie out there?
I've been like talking about this for so long with like so many people. I loved how in Barbie World, they like mixed up how like men act in real life, because that's how like Barbies would like portray quotation men in real life, like, oh, I'm the Barbie, I do all the jobs and you're just Ken, you go, you stay home, you don't do anything. And I was definitely that girl that had one Ken doll and I had all my Barbies and the Ken was a stay-at-home dad. But I thought that was really cool to see that, because I mean, obviously I had those like really cartoony Barbie movies when I was little, which were camp.
Of course, the Who Can Forget Barbie Princess and the Popper, Barbie and Diamond Bibble, Castle, and Who Can Forget Bibble.
But I thought that was really important. And then when they showed the real world, Barbie was like confused as to why all the men were like in charge and why they, like, she literally, as soon as she walked in the real world, she got harassed and she punched him, which, like, as you should.
I know. And even when she's like at the police station and they're just like, oh, look at, like, oh, give me like 5 minutes alone with like this or like, oh, back again already. And just like that treatment of her. And I think one thing that the movie did really well is that I think they didn't do it in like a, oh, we're feminists, like boo. Like they did it in such a genuine way that like this woman has no idea about any of this. And that's
also I loved that one scene whenever the mom comes to the Barbie land and gives that beautiful speech about like what we do wrong, like we can't do anything right, they're doing something wrong, like all this stuff. And that was beautiful, especially because I saw it with two men. I was crying.
Yes.
My dad also cried, my king.
Yeah, that America Ferrera speech was definitely such
cinema,
such a breath of fresh air. Like I just think that a lot of media can be just like put feminist on a shirt and have a girl wear it and it's just like, okay, that's,
and she just like yells and everyone's like,
exactly,
female rage, which is like so good in camp, but like we need
but
more of
this
that.
Was like, it just felt so genuine,
exactly,
and real.
It did, it felt raw, which I liked a lot.
So now if we want to talk about the women of this movie. Obviously, this was directed by Greta Gerwig.
I love her.
Our queen. This is her third feature film, and I believe this had the biggest budget of $100 million.
It made all
which,
the money back on the
amazing. But I think the cast was also very, very good. There were a lot of big all-stars. Obviously, we got our mother, Margot Robbie, as Barbie. We got Issa Rae as the president. We have so many amazing faces, but I was a little bit... I think it was good that they added a lot of diverse Barbies, but at the end of the day, they still had the skinny, white, beautiful Margot Robbie as the main Barbie. So do you think you had any problems, like, only seeing this one and only seeing, like, a little bit of the diverse Barbies, or do you wish there was any more of that, or do you think it was, like, well done?
I obviously think... sorry. No, I obviously think that there... I wish that there'd be more showing of that diversity, because I know just, like, recently they've started making more diverse dolls. But, I do wish that there was more of those shots of those Barbies, because it would be, like, 5 minutes. Like, but obviously I love Margot Robbie, and she is stereotypical Barbie, which is that blonde, skinny.
Yeah, it is true. Like, I think that they did kind of... This is a Mattel movie. Like, this is a huge film, and I feel like if they did have... a black Barbie, or if they had
everyone
a bigger plus size Barbie, everyone, like, you can see the reactions of people when they're
when Ariel came out. And
I know,
it was
God, but like, even when it's just classic Barbie and classic Ken, people are still criticizing like the messages of the movie, or the undertones.
It's too woke. It's too
like liberal, and so I do think, as much as I would have loved to seen a different non-stereotypical Barbie as our lead Barbie, I think that if they did, the movie would have gotten a lot more criticism.
I agree.
But, which is a shame.
It's sad, yeah.
Do you have any commentary on what you think this movie needed to improve upon or anything like that?
I don't know if it sounds stupid. I thought, Will Ferrell is obviously a really funny actor. I just think in the real world, everyone else acted really realistic, and then his character and those people did not at all. And I feel like he acted too childish.
I do know what you mean. Like, I was a little bit skeptical, thinking that, okay, so Mattel, this huge corporation, is going to have a character that's kind of them and this villain character, and they're going to make it goofy. It just felt like a little bit...
too. It felt like that Lego movie where he was...
Yeah. It just felt a little misleading. And I was like, okay, Mattel, so we're going to have a goofy... Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he is feminist, and he is going to let them, like, all out in the end. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I didn't really like that, I guess. It just, like... I don't know. He was just kind of a headache.
Yeah, he kind of rode me the wrong way.
Same.
Okay, King. But yeah. Speaking of other men in this film, we have the gorgeous, gorgeous Ryan Gosling as just Ken. We have Michael Cera as Alan. We have Simu Lee as Ken. We have so many interesting parts. And what are your takeaways on some of the men in this movie? We can't forget the men. They're just
effing
I
fantastic.
Am
Ken. I'm Just Ken is like my top 10 songs right now, and I can literally show you that screenshot. I play it all the time
so
at work. You know, we work together,
you
and
know.
I played that.
You know. God.
I love Ryan Gosling. I have loved Ryan Gosling since I saw La La Land in 2016. I think he's so gorgeous and so Ken. I think also he played it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I think he did a flawless job of playing Ken, and all the other Barbies were so good. I thought it was perfect. It very much portrayed Barbie and Ken, when it'd be like, and he was like, can I just do beach?
Yes, when he's like, my job is beach. I do think people were giving Ryan Gosling a lot of claim, like lots of amazing feedback. They were like, Ryan Gosling, you're just like so amazing in this part. And some people were saying like, oh, there's our like best supporting actor Oscar. I think that while he did
I don't think it's
a
Oscar
great job,
worthy.
I don't think it's Oscar.
I agree completely.
But I think that he was very good, and I think that he added, I think he added depth to a very shallow two-dimensional character, which does kind of also speak to the message of Barbie being, oh, it's just a plastic little toy, like there's nothing to it. Like, I think the whole movie added depth to it, and especially in Ken, which Ken literally has nothing going on, but
just
I just felt, I felt him. Yeah. King, felt him as much as I felt Barbie. Mm-hmm. And
the intro was everything to me, though.
Yes, the 2001 A Space Odyssey callback.
Well, I remember that trailer, the teaser first came out last year, and I squealed, and I watched it over and over and over again. And then I went to the movies to go see Avatar, and then I I saw the trailer again, and I was like jumping in my seat. I was like, oh my God,
know. It's Barbie, it's Barbie. It was so and then they much did it. Hype. Like,
since the dawn of time, there have been dolls, mm-hmm. and it was so good.
Do you think that the movie lived up to the expectations you had? Like, what previous, like, what predetermined notions did you have about the movie before you saw it?
I wanted it very much to be very Barbie, very toys. I wanted it to be exactly how my imagination had it, and how everything is very colorful and plastic and so much fun, and your brain just kind of does anything. Because, I mean, you're little and your imagination runs wild, and that's why I liked how they didn't have any stairs or, like, in the beach, it was just, like, plastic mm-hmm. waves, and that's what I expected, and then I saw it, and it, like, went yes. above my expectations, mm-hmm. and I was very happy and pleased with what I saw. I texted everyone, like, this is the best thing I've actually ever seen in my entire life.
Final thoughts, Brighton, would you like to take us away?
I think if you haven't seen it, you should 100% go see it with everyone, all your girlfriends, all your friends. I rate it a 20 out of 5. I thought it was the best thing
real,
ever.
Yeah. This movie, I think,
it's a lot Barbie, deeper than what I thought.
It is a lot deeper.
That's what my dad said, too, and he also cried in it, so.
Yeah. I think this movie is a lot more than it seems. Like I said previously, I think it takes just a plastic doll, something mm-hmm. that you think is so, like, shallow and just lifeless, and it just really puts a lot of character into it.
It really shows what we're all thinking, every yeah. little girl is thinking.
I know, and I thought that it was just, I thought it was, like, feminism for kids. Like, it was, exactly. it did a great job of just introducing problems and giving solutions, mm-hmm. and I thought it was done so well. And I would give this probably, like, 4.5 mm-hmm. out of 5 stars.
Her.
It's gorgeous. So, yeah, thank you, Brighton, so much for joining us.
Of course, thank you. If I get approved for children's shows, come watch The Imaginators. Me and Kendall are going to be co-directing.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, thank you so much, Brighton.
Of course, thank you.
I'm Audrey Kilnane, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.